Okay. Should we start the proceedings?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we start with everybody introducing themselves just for kicks?
Okay. I'm Colin.
I'm Peter.
I'm Mark.
Okay, so Peter and Mark, while we're in the talking portion, pick up your microphones and put them near your...
Okay.
unless the guitar is going to talk, have no fear. Pro Tools is a wonderful thing, so we will edit this and it will all sound like we're all professionals.
Brilliant.
Which is a real problem in and of itself. First, so, and you are with, what's the name of the band you're with? I've forgotten already.
The Devlins.
So many of them, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. How come he can't resist playing that thing?
I just bought it.
Can we have musical silence for the interview portion until we get to
I just wanted some background music for it, you know, just to create the mood.
Okay, go ahead.
Just to send the audience to sleep.
So give us a little theme for the interview.
Okay, the theme would be a very sad ice cream seller.
That was right out of The Crying Game.
Yeah.
It sounded like the ice cream seller in The Crying Game or one of those. Yeah. Or there wasn't an ice cream seller in The Commitments.
There was, I think.
Fish and chips.
We'll talk Ireland in a little while. We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. How come you didn't name the band something really cool? I mean, that way, if, you know, you go and do something wrong, folks can't find you.
I know.
You mean, you know, if you named the band, you know, even the Devlins, or something a little trickier?
We named the band Chelsea Drugstore.
Chelsea Drugstore.
And then it just changed because we made a tape, and the contact name on the tape was Peter Devlin or Colin Devlin. That was on the demo that we sent out to record companies. And then the record company started talking about this tape by the Devlins. And then all of a sudden it became this name that was made up, like the Smiths or the Ramones, and it just stuck. Then when we explained, well, that's not really the name of the band, everybody's going, but it has to be the name of the band.
And I was going
to
say, there were no Smiths in the Smiths, and there were no Ramones in it. Well, there weren't. I mean, none of them were named Ramone.
No.
We're not really Devlin.
Okay. You're the Schwartzbergs.
Yeah.
There you go. Is this the first U.S. tour around? The album is out here. I always get mixed up because anything that's from overseas originally.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've talked to three bands in the past 2 weeks who are on their second or third album, and we are on their first here.
I
get very confused about chronology when it comes to anything from overseas.
Okay, well, this is Waves is our fourth record, and they've all been released here.
Yes.
So this is our fourth release in
North
America.
Is it released in the same at the same time here?
No.
Well, see, there you
they
go.
Never
I plead my case.
Yeah.
How long ago was this released overseas?
Well, it was released in the UK just a month ago.
Okay.
It was released in Ireland about 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, so that's not that bad.
No, it's not too bad, yeah.
I mean, because you're not on your eighth album and we're hearing your second.
No.
And we haven't compiled, you know, four albums together to make one album.
Yeah, and there was somebody last week who it's exactly, in fact, I don't know if you've heard of Aqualung.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's that same situation that this new album is made of his first two. And I asked him to identify, you know, where the overlap was. And he's like, I don't even remember anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's a good idea because, I mean, both those albums are good. But it was a good idea, I think, for America to put them all together.
Yeah. And you are not the new kids on the block. You've been at this for at least 11, 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, true.
It sounds a long time when you say it like that.
Doesn't that get a little scary?
Yeah, because we're still trying to avoid the
Well, you're over the sophomore slump.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And then, you have the advantage of arriving into somewhere like the Phoenix Hotel in San Francisco, and they go, oh, Mr. Devlin, good to have you back again. And you sort of vaguely remember the last time that you were here.
We interviewed somebody last night who I'm sure you know, and he was talking. He said he was staying in the Tenderloin, and it didn't occur to me, it must have been the Phoenix. He was talking about the hookers outside at 4 o'clock in the morning, making all sorts of lovely, you know. But it is the rock and roll hotel.
Yeah, seems to it be. Is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the pool. Not that it's warm enough to ever swim in the pool, but you can walk around there and pretend that you're in, you know, in Hollywood.
Yes.
it's got that kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. You like to work, you've tried all sorts of things, but you definitely like to work with good producers. First album was obviously for those who don't know, with Daniel Lanois. Mm-hmm. I did my best New Orleans French there.
That's pretty good, I thought. Yeah.
But then, brave souls that you are, you set up your own studio in Cork and tried your hand at it yourself, but you had a little help from Tori Amos's team. Is that the correct way to describe it?
Yeah, basically, that's what happened.
And was that a result of what happened with the first album? That it, not that Daniel didn't do what you wanted, but you were looking for something different? Or the producer-artist story is always always a good one.
We did our second record with Pierre Marchand in Montreal, and we were there for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all, you know, that's kind of the people that we gravitate towards, and that's the type of music that we want to, that we like making, that kind of thing. I guess he's best known for his work with Sarah McLachlan and doing all her records, and that's about all he did. A record for Rufus Wainwright, he did our record, our second, and he did all Sarah's records, but that's about it. He doesn't do too many. And then we just decided to we'd like to make a record in Ireland at home. Tori, we'd toured a lot with Tori Amos, and she very kindly offered us her house in Cork, which is a beautiful old house just on the river, just outside.
Are there any houses there that aren't on rivers?
A few, yeah.
Not very many.
There are, no.
They're on farms.
Yeah, exactly. But then they build some sort of irrigation thing, and that becomes a river.
Still in the water, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And yeah, so we did that, and then Tori's husband, Mark, who sort of engineers and mixes all her stuff, helped mix the record over in her studio in Cornwall. So that's up to album number three. And this fourth one, our new record, Waves.
Which is question number five. Watch, I'm going to segue.
Okay.
Now you're back with us. Thank you for that. I love when it goes smooth when I get these in the right order. Either that or I almost did my research. Now you're back to a star producer. I mean, you know, now I'm going to really mess up his name. Is it Danton Supple?
That's pretty
Danton
good.
Supple.
No,
Danton Supple.
Yeah, you're pretty close first time.
Danton Supple, yeah, you got it first time.
Well, I mean, you know, you're going to name your kid. Now, my daughter's name is Kate, right? And her first nanny was Irish, which we'll talk about later. But, you know, Danton, you know, I mean, it's not an easy one. It could be Danton.
Yeah.
But anyway, you had to go and you know, I mean, come on. Coldplay, Star Sailor. Oh, and that little band, what are they called? The Doves, those guys that are just making a little splash.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me about that choice and what he's done with your sound.
He made the performance sound just epic and exciting, and
it rocks out more.
It does rock out. We wanted to make an album that was kind of live, and we set up in the studio and we plugged in and turned up and we rehearsed the songs like we would do for a tour, and then we just recorded it that way. And he's just a genius at balancing it and getting it to sound really great, even when it's coming out of a tiny little car radio or whatever. And that's why we got him on board, and he did a great job, and we look forward to working with him again.
Is he expensive?
Well, you know, he's kind of.
Did he take you to more expensive studios?
He's kind of a friend of ours, so it was, you know.
You got such a deal.
He gave us a good rate.
You got a deal.
He's going to make so much money from a new Coldplay record that it doesn't matter.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
And our record.
Of course. But the album does... bringing him in was to get a certain sound. Did you want what he does? Because people bring in producers either to get them to rock out more, to get them to change against their will because they don't know really where they want to take it. Yeah. Or to get the sound.
It wasn't really that. I mean, we brought him in at the final stages because we produced the record ourselves. We just got him to mix it. So all of the arrangements and the recordings and all of that, the engineering was done by ourselves. And then we got him in.
So you wanted a third party to kind of give a listen and say.
I think it's, you know, it's about getting the right man for the right job. And he's a great guy to mix, you know, really good guitar records and some... mixers can't do that well. They do other stuff well. And so that was it, really. We just thought that he could bring that out. And
we do have a few guitars in the band.
We do. Mm-hmm. So we thought we might as well bring them out. So it's really just for us, you know, this is our fourth record. So it was just trying to keep ourselves excited and trying to, you know, do something new and what we felt like doing at the time. And this is what we felt like doing. So that's, I think that's why it turned out well.
When I was in Ireland, I went for actually our nanny's wedding a couple of years ago with my now 3.5-year-old daughter. But I discovered an incredible amount of bands. I think that this weird precipice has gone on even more so than it used to be between, I don't want to say the haves and have-nots, but the scene in Dublin. And I've just, you know, I discovered The Stunning. And I had no idea about this band until they were suddenly, I guess they suddenly came back and just played record shops across Ireland a couple of years ago because they had a live album out. But, you know, The Stunning, The Immediate, who actually I think now have a new album out. There are a lot of bands that have not done what you've done, which is cross over. And yet the scene is so big over there that I suppose you can do quite well being very insular and just playing Dublin and playing all of those other small, you know, cities in Ireland.
Yeah, well, Ireland has a great, a really good live scene. And there are so many great bands that don't get the opportunity to get out. You're right. And who could do well, you know, if they got enough exposure.
I mean, you talk to somebody about The Stunning when you, when you're, you know, in Cork or wherever, and they're like, The Stunning! You haven't heard The Stunning? You know, I mean, and so it's this, it's even, it's a, but it's different than England where everybody reads the NME and, you know, whatever band is in there is the band. It's more, it's not about being the band. It's about being the band that plays the kind of music that people really want to hear. So it's different.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, when The Stunning were around, bands like that, they just toured and toured and toured constantly. And you can only, you know, do so much in Ireland on that circuit. And then you have to either, you know, break out of it. And if you don't, then most bands end up packing it in, you know, just because they're getting tired of it. And, you know, we don't do the circuit over and over again in Ireland. We kind of, we try and, you know, make the shows, you know, special occasions. And, they're, you know, so that we're not available every week if somebody wants to see us. And then, you know, tour the States and Europe as well. And we're lucky to get the opportunity. But our shows wouldn't be as frequent.
Is it hard? This is a joke question. But it's half a joke and it's half not a joke. Is it hard to be a band from Ireland and not have people think you sound either like the Irish Rovers or U2?
It's impossible, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you sound
See, I knew it was going to come out as a serious answer because they're either expecting you to talk about green alligators and long-necked geeks or, you know, or sing I Will Follow.
Yeah, basically.
But you're from Ireland, you're either there or you're there. You're singing folk songs or you're Bono.
Yeah, and that's it, yeah. And there's no middle ground.
Right, but you are the middle ground.
We are the middle ground, yeah.
Because you are folk-based songs that rock. So when people say you're the Devlins and they say, well, no, okay, you're playing tonight. What now? What kind of music? Because that's, you know, they can, you know, you're rock or
it's
you're
the
singer-songwriters or you're, you know.
Yeah, it's for us, it's the worst question. Yeah, it's those people you meet on planes and they say, well, what do you do and what sort of music is it? Yeah. So after 10 or 11 years doing it, we still don't really know how to describe it, which I think is a good thing. Really.
You make music.
Make music. Make good music.
Make good music. How are you different live?
I think, well,
or not.
Because of the songs, we can you know, play the songs in any live situation. You know, we're going out with REM on, you know, outdoor shows in Europe. We're doing, you know, big. There'll be big rock shows where it'll be you know, two Gibson guitars, a bass, and a drum kit playing rock and roll songs and. We're on a radio promo tour at the moment, and because of that, we're doing a very stripped down kind of acoustic, unplugged, whatever you want to call it, setup. So the shows are different in you know, every venue and every setup. So it's just, I mean, you just hear the songs interpreted in different ways.
When are you bringing the power guitarists in? You need the power guitars.
Yeah, they'll be back in September, October.
We're going to come back September and with the full...
With the power guitars?
Yeah, power guitars, flamethrowers.
Pyrotechnics.
Stage, costume changes, everything.
The costume changes.
Good. Capes.
You really have been lucky in that your songs have... And I mean, it's the trend to do it, but I think your stuff has been in really interesting places. You know, 6 feet under... soundtrack, you know, there I am listening to it, you know, watching the show, and it was a, what is that song? And then seeing Closer recently and hearing a pivotal part of the movie and saying, what is that song? So tell me a little bit about how what that's like.
Well, it's a, you know, it's so hard to get heard, for bands to get heard these days, and movies and TV shows are a really good way, you know, to expose people to your music. And if they're, especially as you said, if they're in really good scenes in programs or films where, you know, it's the music or is enhanced by the scene, or, you know, or the other way around. So it's been really good for us over the last couple of years, and it's just been really organic. It's nobody sort of banging on doors, or, you know, I think like the 6 Feet Under thing was because the guy who wrote it, Alan Ball, who wrote American Beauty, just called us up and said, look, I'm a big fan of the Devlins, and I've been listening to your album a lot while I've been writing this new series called 6 Feet Under, so I want to use the song Waiting. You know, I've written the scene around the song at the end of the very first episode. So it's things like that's really good, you know. And the Closer thing was great also, because it's like Natalie Portman taking her clothes off.
not bad to have your music accompanying that.
Not at all. And you know, we've had
but
a
also
lot.
A pivotal scene in the in the movie.
And yeah, we've had
literally.
A
lot. I pun intended, I guess. you just took that. I was going to keep that very clean, and you just took that down a country road there, down the curbs.
Well,
didn't you?
You know, we've been on a bus for the last month, and there's no such thing as a subtle double entendre anymore.
I'm sorry. What's the most interesting thing recently that's happened at a gig?
Well, Natalie Portman came to the LA gig, and we played that song that she...
And did she proceed to recreate the movie?
Well, you'll see it in National Enquirer next week.
Excellent.
We're trying to get as much publicity as we possibly can.
Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
Anything else that's been, you know, that's been kind of like somebody who shows up and thinks they're seeing somebody else, or, you know...
Well, no, actually, we have to say... a special thanks to the people who have flown to gigs. I mean, people flew from the UK for the West Coast show. Some people flew up from Florida to see us in Minneapolis and Detroit and places
like
Florida,
that. Florida, they just want to have some cold. They miss the good weather, and they want to just freeze their asses off so they can come see you.
Yeah.
A woman.
That's brilliant. Now, that person's really got some dedication.
Yeah, I know.
Missing a little bit of a little bit of brain tissue there, but dedication.
And the lady who checked herself out of the hospital.
Yeah, she took the drip out of her arm in Pittsburgh, and against her doctor's wishes, got on a plane to Toronto, and so that was a high pressure gig.
and her T-shirt was in blood that said "I love the Devlin."
Basically, yeah.
If we'd known, we would have gone and just done a gig in Pittsburgh.
Took the drip out of her arm.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, did she come up and tell you this?
Yeah. And we saw the marks.
And your reaction was
the bandages.
I love you. Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
Did you give her a free T-shirt for crying out loud?
We did.
Loan her a Band-Aid or two.
We did. Yeah. We dedicated a song to her as well.
Some elastoplast.
To the woman from Pittsburgh who took the drip out of our arm. Here's our song, "Drip Out of Your Arm."
Write that down.
Oh my goodness. I'm kind of that. That's one of the best ones I've heard in a long, long time.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's commitment for you.
What's the most unusual place you're popular in other than Drip Out of Your Arm, Pittsburgh?
Every 3 months we get a request from Vladivostok to come and do a show. There's a radio station that plays us there all the time. And
Vladivostok.
We would love to, but it's just so expensive to fly over there, and I've no idea.
The radio station won't sponsor. I imagine that they don't get enough commercial things
and
to...
We keep getting ones from Kosovo as well and from South America, so we'd love to make it down to South America. That's the next...
There you go.
Buenos Aires, that would be good. Mm.
So maybe you could just have the separate website for Vladivostok.
Yeah.
Because we did a song which was on the soundtrack for the Batman. Was it Returns or Forever?
Returns.
And
one of them Batman films.
Yeah. The good soundtrack. It was really good with PJ Harvey and
Nick okay. Clayton. The good the one that didn't have dun dun. Every cut.
Yeah. And so that was quite a big hit, I think, in Argentina, so we should definitely go down there.
And being that you've been on the bus so long and we've discussed Natalie Portman, I suppose that just wouldn't be a bad thing.
That would not be a bad thing.
No.
Want to play some tunes?
Yeah.
Why not? This is called Lazarus.
Feel the love, feel the pain, feel the blood rush through your veins. We set it up so it's not right, but all I need is free tonight. Live the life you want, 'cause you won't make a sound when you're in the ground. And Lazarus is still walking. The rains came down, flooded your place. Two sound systems with thumping bass. It's all around, it's in yourself. So don't leave wonder to someone else. And live the life you want, 'cause you won't make a sound when you're in the ground. And Lazarus still walking. It's all worked out. You can't change that. Mercury's perfect, and it's a scent. When I was down, you came around and made it all. And you start and live the life you want, 'cause you won't make a sound when you're in the ground. And Lazarus is still walking. And Lazarus is still walking.
Title track of the new album, it's called Waves.
I like the way you look at me. Someday soon, our luck will change. You beat these things, you ride these waves. And someday soon, our luck will change. I don't know where I belong. Stay down, got to move on. You give me strength to defeat. is stealing my soul, steal on the streets. Beneath the concrete lies the beach. In my hands, not out of reach. You beat these things, you ride these waves. Someday soon, our luck will change. Life goes on. Rent comes due, spring comes fall. I take you out, I dance with you. Fade to black, the neon blue.
The new album is called
Waves.
Very good. Lovely, lovely things.
Thank you.
Lovely sounds there. And the it was worth the screwdriver.
It definitely was, wasn't it?
Nobody knows what really went on there, of course.
They're thinking cocktails.
You see, because we edited this beautifully, nobody knows what we had to do in the middle of that beautiful, beautiful set. Mm-hmm. So we should pay tribute to Mr. Screwdriver.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's now been anointed.
Yeah. We got there in the end.
Mr. Screwdriver. The last thing that we like to do is, and it's kind of a little trademark of the show, we call it a musical sandwich. Now, you've played two of your songs, but I still can definitely play two more pre-recorded ones. So what we want to do is play two of your songs as the bread, and then I want you to each pick one song that you would like from another artist as the fillings. And we will play that set as the closing of this lovely, lovely hour with the Devlins. Doesn't that sound like a good prime time 7 o'clock? You know, you're sitting there, you're having a good Guinness, and ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hour with the Devlins. Our special guest tonight, the Devlins. But each you'll have to figure out which you want as your bread, and then pick yourself a song from somebody else that you would always wanted to hear on the radio next to your music.
Okay. Now?
Well, or tomorrow.
Okay. I would like to hear, as part of our sandwich, the Devlin sandwich, I would like to hear Orpheus by David Sylvian.
Okay.
And I would like to hear Life's What You Make It by Tok Tok.
Oh, there you go. Which, you see, no, I didn't, at least I didn't go there, because in some of the reviews, as we well know, people have attempted to take you there.
Yeah.
That's okay. You could definitely be taken worse places.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. Although, let's just diss Gwen Stefani just a little bit for that remake of It's My Life, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. I think it's one of the most wonderful of all the things that came out of the New Wave era.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most wonderful songs in existence.
Yeah.
You know, you can hear it again and again. That riff is just, it's infectious.
Yeah. And
she didn't have to do that.
No.
But I'd say Mark Hollis is probably very happy, because I'm sure he got a big fat check from
it. You know, they made some big money out of it. It went pretty far here.
Yeah. Mm.
But and I just Europe, couldn't help. But I couldn't help but hearing, you know, the original in my head every time, and trying to block out the rest.
Yeah.
And my listeners know I have strong opinions about such things, so nobody's going to. You have a.
I would say maybe Amy Mann. One is the Loneliest Number.
There you go. Saw her just. What, a week and a half ago at South by Southwest, and her new album, actually, we've been playing a couple of tracks off of it.
Oh, great.
So there you go. We love, and actually playing after you at the very same club you are at mere days from now is Michael Penn.
Oh, great.
Playing on the 11th, and he's got new things out too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
And now we're going to do a little pause, and the last thing that I have everybody do, I don't do normal IDs, because normal IDs